It's company. Otherwise, I'll be at home on my own. When I first became ill, I was what I would call doolally. I didn't know whether it was, what do they say, any time of the week. I could have said something rude, but I
It's
wouldn't.
recorded, it's not live, you're all right.
And they were, my husband and my daughter were very worried about me, and I was very ratty, really ratty, and I know that. But I couldn't help myself, you know. Then I think your father spoke to Ian about this place, and I came here, and all of a sudden it was like a switch went on. Yeah, and I was with people worse off than myself, and so I became better for that, you know. I could help others, you know, as well as myself, you know, and we sit down and have a coffee there and we chat about things. And I look at them and I said, oh, thank God, I'm not that bad. And it's become better and better. And I think I do get ratty at home, but not as much as I used to. Is
Oh,
that
it's
right?
almost calming here,
Oh,
isn't it?
it's
It's quite
lovely.
therapeutic. How would you feel then if all of a sudden this place had to close?
Oh, God, no. No, yeah, and no, we are we very worried about it. Very worried. It's and everybody who comes here say, what do I do next, you know? It's okay being in your garden on your own and doing things, but it's also nice to be with other people and as well as being on your own. So that will be the thing, you know, because we've all got to know each other, and then when there's someone new come in, then we kind of help them as well, you know, to include them in everything. So yeah, it would be a terrible thing.